This is Avishai Magenzi, and we continue our study of Masechet Midot in the first chapter, the third Mishnah. Chamisha Sharim Hayu Lehar HaBayit. There were five gates to the Temple Mount. Shnei Shari Chulda Min HaDorom, Meshamshim Knisa VeYitzia. The two gates on the south were called Shari Chulda, named for Chulda Nevi'ah, and they were used for entrance and exit because in the south there was the highest volume of traffic, therefore there were two gates that were needed. Kifonos min ha-ma'arav, meshamesh knisa v'yitzia. On the west side there was the Kifonos gate, and it was also used for entrance and exit. Tadi min ha-tzafon lo haya meshamesh klum. On the north the gate was called Tadi and it was not used for anything. Later on in this chapter, we will see that it was actually used sometimes when Kohanim became impure, so they would secretly exit through this gate, and according to some commentators, that is where the name comes from, because Tadi in Greek means secret. Shar HaMizrachi, Alav Shushan HaBira Tzura, the eastern gate, upon which there was the image of Shushan HaBira, that is an inscription of the image of the city Shushan, in honor of the Persian government that ruled Israel in the beginning of the Second Temple. Shebo Kohen Gadol Hasoref et Hapara Ufara V'chol Mesa'adeh Yotzim Lehar HaMishcha. This eastern gate was used by the Kohen Gadol while he left to burn the red heifer. And the heifer and all the people who were involved in the process used to go to the Har HaMishcha, otherwise known as Har HaZeitim, through this eastern gate. Rav Kehati explains that the Mishnah mentions the Kohen Gadol who goes to burn the Paraduma, the red heifer, because according to this Mishnah, it is only a Kohen Gadol who may do so, but the Halacha is not in accordance with this Mishnah. And he says that there are those who explain that this Mishnah still is going by the actual Halacha, yet it mentioned the Kohen Gadol, because even though it doesn't have to be done by the Kohen Gadol, in fact, it usually was done by a Kohen Gadol. We continue with the fourth Mishnah. Shiv'a sharim hayu va'azara. There were three gates in the Azara. Shlosha v'tzafon u'shlosha v'darom ve'echad b'mizrach. Three in the north, three in the south, and one on the east. Shebedarom shar hadelek. The gate on the southern part was the shar hadelek. Literally the gate of the lighting, because that is where wood for the Mizbeach was brought into the Beit HaMikdash. Shenilo Shal HaBechorot, the second one on the south, was the Shal HaBechorot, through which the Bechorot were brought in to be slaughtered. Shlishilo, the third gate on the south, was Shal HaMayim, through which the water for the Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkot was brought in. Sheba Mizrach Shal Nikanor. On the eastern side there was the Nikanor gate, so named for the person who brought the doors from Egypt. Ushtei Leshachot Hayulo. There were two chambers on the sides of this gate. Achat Mimino Vachat Mismalo. One on the right, one on the left. Achat lishkat Pinchas HaMalbish ve'achat lishkat Osei Chavitin. One chamber was the chamber of Pinchas, who was in charge of the Kohanim's garments. Ve'achat lishkat Osei Chavitin. One was the chamber where the Chavitin, which are the fried offerings, were prepared.